How very lovely it is to be with you this morning as we worship God together in all our different places on this fourth Sunday of Advent. I hope you've got the order of service in front of you. So let us begin. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Reveal among us the light of your presence, that we may behold your power and glory. Blessed are you, sovereign God of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In your tender compassion, the dawn from on high is breaking upon us to dispel the lingering shadows of night. As we look for your coming among us this day, open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. A song of the King's glory. Lift up your heads, O gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord who is mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Christ came in humility to share our lives. Forgive our pride. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ came with good news for all people. Forgive our silence. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ came in love to a world of suffering. Forgive our self-centeredness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive us our sins and make us holy to serve him in the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our gospel canticle this morning is the Magnificat. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel to remember his promise of mercy, the promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. And our first reading is from Micah chapter 5, beginning at verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And our psalm this morning is Psalm 80, beginning at verse 1. Hear us, shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Awaken your might, come and save us. Restore us, O God. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. How long, Lord God Almighty, will your anger smoulder against the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have made them drink tears by the bowlful. You have made us an object of derision to our neighbours, and our enemies mock us. Restore us, Lord Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. You transplanted a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Faithful shepherd of your people, as we look for the light of your countenance, restore in us the image of your glory, and graft us into the risen life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And our second reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 39. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she explained, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now Claire's going to unmute herself and give us our word for today. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you, Steph. The announcement of an arrival of a king, but not in the way we would have expected it. We are looking here at God's purposes and plans being first revealed in a private meeting between two women on the edge of society, according to N.T. Wright. One is a pregnant, unmarried teenager, the other an elder woman who has been barren for years. And looking deeper into the context of this encounter, Mary has just been visited by the angel Gabriel, telling her the good news about the seed that has been planted within her. With this news fresh in her mind, she goes to see, well, the Bible says she hurries to see Elizabeth, her relative. And what a wonderful, in fact, extraordinary greeting and exchange happened between them. On hearing Mary's greeting as she entered Elizabeth's home, the baby inside Elizabeth leapt in her womb. Hopefully you can see this picture, and those of you on the phone, you're going to have to imagine. But here are two women. They have beaming smiles. The younger one looking down at her tummy, the older one gazing to heaven with joyful bliss as they touch each other's tummies. The Bible tells us that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And what did the Holy Spirit do? He brought forth action by baby John leaping inside of Elizabeth in recognition of Jesus' presence, even from the womb. And the Holy Spirit also brought forth discerning words from Elizabeth, who exclaimed in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." And this was affirming to Mary Gabriel's previous assessment of her favoured status. There is no doubt that Mary would have valued the wisdom of the years and the words of Elizabeth coming to her. Elizabeth would have been socially superior to Mary as well, being the wife of a priest and the elder of the two. However, within the power of the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth places herself into a servant role, honouring Mary with these words, "Blessed are you." Elizabeth then shifts her language in verse 45 to "Blessed is she" in the third person. "Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And as we read the Bible and as we internalize this verse, we could refer this verse to ourselves in the here and now. I suppose we could say, "Blessed is he who has believed that what the Lord has said to him will be accomplished." Or we could say, "Blessed am I for believing what the Lord has said to me will be accomplished." This is also a foretaste here of the Beatitudes, which of course comes later in Jesus' ministry. Blessed are those, and it goes on, doesn't it? Blessed are those who mourn. And we're all thinking, surely not, how can that be? But here is the faith bit. Yes, I'm in this situation. It's not great. But faith is knowing that the situation you find yourself in right now is not a permanent thing. The hope we carry is that it will be different. It will end. Blessed are those who mourn, it says, for they shall be comforted. Maybe we could swap in the word mourn instead for self-isolate. Blessed are those who self-isolate, for they shall be comforted, to bring it into the modern day language. The Lord's plan will be accomplished. Our hope is the certainty of fulfillment of his divine purposes. Even while we live in the now and not yet, Luke's whole gospel narrative is concerned with the coming of salvation today, even if the consummation of God's work remains in the future. If we take a look at the Magnificat that Steph read, Mary's song as it's sometimes referred to, it begins about her thankfulness and God's graciousness towards her and his mercy extending to those who fear him. And the second half of her song possesses a very different quality and tone, and it can almost be described as revolutionary. Luke uses Greek aorist verbs, which are past tenses, describing an action without indicating whether it is completed, continue, or repeated. For example, and I'll just repeat the reading again from verse 51b. "He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty." So this passage makes us consider when reading, is he doing it now? Has he done it already? Will he do it again? The power, the proud and the powerful and the rich are all referred to in this passage as Jesus' opponents, extending his grace instead towards the poor, the lonely, and the hungry. And this section seems to subvert the structure that perpetuates distinctions. The lowly are lifted, and God's working in individual lives. The Old Testament reading from Micah backs this lifted humility perspective. A ruler will come from Bethlehem, small, a backwater among the clans of Judah. Not what we would expect for a king. The king from lowly birth, who embodies the precepts to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God, which is mentioned later in Micah. This is how our humble king would have us be. There is a saying, isn't there? You may have heard it. You may even have a tea towel that says it. It says, blessed to be a blessing. You can buy cups, I think, as well, that say it. We could also take this saying a little stage further. We are loved to be love. We are loved so that we can love others. We are blessed so we can be a blessing to others. Blessed are you, Elizabeth said to Mary when she knew her Lord was present. Blessed are we. Yes, blessed are we in the now and in the not yet. We have faith and hope. We have been given our life-giving Jesus. Blessed are we in knowing him this Christmas. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Claire. We turn now to prayer. Watchful at all times, let us pray for strength to stand with confidence before our Maker and Redeemer, that God may bring in his kingdom with justice and mercy. Let us pray to the Lord. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. That God may establish among the nations his scepter of righteousness. Let us pray to the Lord. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. That we may seek Christ in the scriptures and recognize him in the breaking of the bread. Let us pray to the Lord. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. That God may bind up the brokenhearted, restore the sick, and raise up all who have fallen. And this morning, especially, we pray for Jacques, Jen, Brian, Jennifer, Jean, Jane, Alan, Aileen, Rosemary, Ali, Morris, Gordon, Sally, Richard, Marianne, Camilla, Brenda, Robert, Tim, Addie, and any others known to us. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. That the light of God's coming may dawn on all who live in darkness and the shadow of death. And this morning we pray especially for the family and friends of Godfrey Taylor and Kim Goldsworthy. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. That with all the saints in light, we may shine forth as lights in the world. Let us pray to the Lord. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. And the collect for the day, the fourth Sunday in Advent. Eternal God, as Mary waited for the birth of your Son, so we wait for his coming in glory. Bring us through the birth pangs of this present age to see with her our great salvation in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Awaiting his coming in glory, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Be your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon us. Scatter the darkness from before our path, and make us ready to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us and those we love and pray for, now and always. Amen. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Just a reminder that if you were planning on going to Oakford for the carol service this evening, that has been cancelled, but there are carol services at other places in the Exe Valley, at Calverley, I know, and at other places too. The coffee morning is on Zoom this Wednesday. Do come and join us. If you've got a Christmas jumper, that might be the moment to bring it out. And so we can wish each other a happy Christmas on Wednesday morning at 10:30. And also on Wednesday, we have our last Compline of Advent at 7:00. Do please join us, even if you haven't made the other three. And just to say, on Christmas morning, we will be having a Zoom conference call service at 9:00, not 10:00. I'll open up the call at 9:15 if you would like to join us on Christmas morning for a service of morning prayer. I hope you have a very good and blessed week. Stay safe. I hope you manage to see the people that you need to see this coming week. And I look forward to being with you again soon. Thank you, Claire. God bless you all. Have a brilliant day. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.